has been asked answers up to you. Why don't you do what the Lord said to do? Brother Moore, like have that song. Well, you ain't never seen it go down nowhere because I sing it. And nobody else does because it's mine. Standing in the church one night, I said, why don't you obey God the Spirit? And he said, why don't you do what I tell you to do? You shoot me up, sister. Just tore me up. Backfired on me. Why don't you do what I told you to do? So I just went to saying it. Why don't you live like the Lord said to live? Why don't you give like the Lord said to give? The question has been asked. Answer's up to you. Why don't you do what the Lord said to do? We're going to read a little to you this morning. I don't try to hold you. I never get tired of preaching. Somebody said to preach for money, not me. Preach with or without offering, don't make no difference. Do I ever appreciate the way you've helped? And I thank you. But friends, the men and women that God sent out with His Word can preach it and start a revival on a flat rock. Don't have to have a song leader. Don't have to have a choir. Don't have to have a guitar. Don't have to have a piano. Don't have to have an organ. Because they said, go in all the world and sing the gospel. Didn't that boy have as beautiful a voice as you've ever heard in your life that just sat down? I don't believe I ever heard a strong, stout, I've never heard many voices like that boy's voice back there. Beautiful voice. We honor singing for the Lord, but that's not what He called us to do. Amen. Go in all the world, if they don't say amen to your preaching, go off and say the reason you couldn't preach that because it wouldn't back you. Hello! You don't have to have a hand clap. You don't have to have a hand raised. You don't have to have a smile. You don't have to have an amen. But the Word of God will hit you just like a bullet, and God will just keep shooting at you till it corners you somewhere with it, and you will face God because you didn't obey that Bible when you get to the judgment. Not because you didn't obey the song of Amazing Grace, but because you didn't obey the preaching of God's Bible. Go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Well, I don't mind hearing the gospel, but it just gets loud with it. And Jesus stood and cried, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. It's God's Bible. I can't slow down enough to even read, B. The 29th chapter of Jeremiah. Now, these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders, which were carried away captives to the priests, to the prophets, to all the people, whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. After that, Jeconiah, the king and the queen, and the eunuchs and the princes of Judah, got to read fast, because I've got a long way to go, and Jerusalem, and the carpenters and the smiths, which had departed from Jerusalem by the hand of Elasa, the son of Shaphan, and Jemariah, the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, the king of Judah, sent unto Babylon to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, now, you remember my little thought. Why don't you do what the Lord says to you? Thus saith the Lord to the host, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captive, whom I caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build ye houses and dwell in them. Plant gardens. Don't you like L. House tomatoes? Oh, I never eat any like it. You folks plant some gardens. Eat the fruit of them. Take your wives and beget sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons. Give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there and not diminished. Doesn't God look after our welfare? And seek the peace of the city where they have called you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it. That'd help some of our places where we live, children. From the Old Testament, that would help us. For in peace thereof shall you have peace. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams which you have caused to be dreamed. Now, let's catch that. Neither hearken to your dreams which you have caused to be dreamed. I may talk about some dreams folks ought the Lord give them. But He didn't think they caused them.
That's right.
For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. You can prophesy where God sent you or not. For thus saith the Lord, after 70 years are accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you, not until then. and perform my goods and my good word unto you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. You shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the places of the nation, and all the places where I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again unto this place, which I called you to be carried away. And that's including the 14th verse of Jeremiah 29, 1 through 14. Listen, I want to talk to you a while about why don't you do what the Lord said to do. Do you know why some folks are not going to? It's them silly, goofy, would-be prophets. Down in Oklahoma for a while, is that you, Benny? That's true. I don't see. I need more light. Won't you wear a light overhead so we see your face? It's me. It's not him. Did you know what? Some of them silly, goofy fellas down home for a while down there, they just kept me busy preaching against them. I just couldn't hardly preach nothing else for warning folks about them false things. Yea, thus saith the Lord, if thou wilt bow unto me, thou wilt be blessed in thy house and in thy field, and thou shalt get the new car, the Cadillac that thou wantest. And fear not, because I shall get a greater job and make more money. Only give what thou hast in thy pocket this night unto the Lord, saith the Lord, amen, glory to God. And then, I went over to Richlands, Virginia, and a fellow come through there prophesying and took 50 of Gratz young people at that time years ago, and he said, just broken heart, I wondered how in the world he got them. And you know, I got up there, and the spirit of prophecy came upon me, and they prophesied and I prophesied. But it's right opposite. When I pastored Norman, Brother John, Brother, whatever your name is, we had a, that's old age for you. We had an old man in there, and you know, he had, I hauled him till I had a new car, and he had to hold up the handle on the back door and slam it as hard as he could. He didn't know you didn't have to hold the handle up, slam it. And it just kind of made me jerk when he had, wham, 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 and it wouldn't shut because he had to hold the handle up. And Brother McFarland let the handle down. It just barely jerked it in a shut. You don't have, but he didn't know. But you know, he was just, you know what, I'm a preacher, why don't you do what the Lord said to you? When you get down there, there's a bunch of diviners down there with you. You've been carried away into captivity. You're the people of God, and God's striping your back for what you've done. And He's got you down there. And there's some of them down there say, you'll soon be leaving. And blah, 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 sundown tomorrow evening, be getting out of here. Yeah. And Brother McFarland got sick. And I hauled him and hauled his wife and him miles and miles and miles to church. I went down there to pray for him. And his girl had blown in from California, the World Church out there. They called it the World Church. Joel Jaggers had it. I call it the worldly church, but they call it the world church. And she brought in with the 9 spiritual gifts. I've never seen a living human that since I've been breathing God's air on the face of God's footstool that had the 9 spiritual gifts. And I've been in all kinds of fights and fires. That's all I know is war. I'm not a smart man, Dom, but that's all I've known since I started. Every church ever took, all 9 of them. One of them pulled a knife on a fellow right in the meeting. Just bloody war is all I've known.
Still in there.
Still like a good fight. Ain't worth fighting for, it ain't worth fooling with. I was on one side of her daddy's bed, and she was on the other with the mosquito bar blouse on, and she had said the 9 spiritual gifts. I've never met a living human that had the 9 spiritual gifts. I met folks that had gifts because unto this, unto another, and to another, he did give gifts. But I never met one living human could hold 9 of them. I know they're in the church. They're in God's people. The gifts are operating amongst God's people. But I never met one living human that had all 9 spiritual gifts. But she had every one of them. They gave them to her one night. Great God, I didn't know Gable attended meetings like that. Had to be Michael or Gable or somebody from the glory world to pass out them gifts. But they gave them all to her that night. Yeah. Holy Ghost is the only one qualified to do it.
That's right. He got them all.
She said, I've got them. He thus says the Lord, my Father, if thou wilt go in with me into California, thou shalt be healed. She could say her smoother than I could mine. Seemed like she's well greased and well oiled. When they start that machine, them old diviners down there with you, children of God, watch them. I'm going to preach on what you do what the Lord. Don't you dare build a house. You move out of here and start back where you come from. Thus saith the Spirit. And God Almighty said to Jeremiah, build your house, dig your foot and pour your floor, build your wall and live there. Let your girl marry that good old boy and your boy marry that good old girl. Have some grandchildren rock on your knee. It'll be 70 years before we get back to you.
I was on the other side of the bed, and I said, "Yea, thus saith the Lord, Brother McFarlane, if you arise and go with this girl, you will die miles from home and your friend." And he did. And he did. Whew. Did you? That baby ain't afraid of me. Bless its heart, Gloria. But some of y'all are. You afraid of what I'm going to do, and I am too. You with me, ain't you?
Amen.
You hear what he said? He said, "That's a running fit." Just a little while back, I couldn't have done that.
That's right.
Couldn't have done it. Couldn't
have. A little while back.
Couldn't have done it. Boy, I couldn't even get out of bed.
Right.
It went down there because it displeased God. But I'm going to have mercy on you. Build a house down there. Make friends down there. Pray for peace in the place where you live. You know, some folks, they can't have no peace the house, uptown, downtown, down at the church, nowhere else. If you ain't got no peace, they ain't got any. Takes a peacemaker to make peace. I've seen the folk going to go sell some things. I won't tell them, you better settle down where you're at and don't go try to settle nothing because you ain't settled. Amen. You can't pass out peace if you don't have no peace. It's like them peacemakers that had the schoolhouse. Got between me and that boy and said, "Whichever one hits first wins. We're going to draw this line here and whoever spits over it wins." They're making peace. Have you done what the Lord told you to? I live in Oklahoma. And they've got lots of false prophets down there. One on the radio said, he said, "You write me a card?" No, they don't want cards. You can't put money in cards. If they were dead level, they'd say, "Just write it on a card and send it. We're going to pray for you and God will help you." No, I said, "Send a letter. Don't forget to add a little free will gift offering into it." They don't care if they shut the lights off in the home church. Take the tithe right out of the pastor's pocket. Just mail it to them. No respect or regard. Act like you ain't ever heard the gospel. Ain't nobody in your area that's got any sense to preach it. And they're where they're at. If you don't contact them, you're liable to be lost forever. Don't you listen to them diviners down there. They're right down there where you're at, children of God. They say, "Now thus saith the Spirit of God, you do this now." Jeremiah tell them what to do down there. This diviner on the radio, he said, "Send me money and I'll forecast your future for the next year." He's as far off, my grandma could forecast the weather better than a meteorologist in Oklahoma. She's Indian. And they died with a lot of their secrets, but that old soul could stand out there and look the weather over, sniff that air a little bit, and tell you it's much about to hit it on the head, big part of the time, what the weather's going to do. Why don't you do what the Lord said to do? He wrote Dora and told Dora, "If you'll send me a $10 offering, Dora, I will forecast the will of God for you for the next year. I'll tell you what God wants you to do for the next year." Dora was my grandmother. She had been dead several years when he wrote her. She had been dead several years when he wrote her. He just got that. I don't know where they get all them addresses. I don't know who they pass them everywhere. People call me on the phone and write me. I don't know who in the world they are. I don't know who they are. Nothing about them. Where'd they get my name and address? That's what I want to know. If I can find out who's giving it out, I'm going to threaten them with a lawsuit to quit passing my name out everywhere where they can get my name and address. Sending me publications and papers I never hear tell of, brother. I got aroused. The anger rose up in me. If you can't get angry against sin, you ain't a good sin fighter. Jesus was angry. He looked round about upon them with anger. I've helped meetings when I've done that. If I walk out of here and some drunk out there slapping some 2 or 3 year old child around, I'm going to get him loose from him. And if he grabs him back from me, I'm going to slap the fart out of him and get him right down on that ground and hold him down till the law gets here. And when he sobers up, I'm going to tell him, "The reason I've done that to you, you was picking on that innocent child." Makes me angry against what the devil's doing. Amen. March your little chassis up to the PTA and up to the school board and up to the schoolhouse and object to what you know is wrong up there that's happening to your child. You paying tax money and the devil tried to make you think you can't talk. You can, and your talk will do something sometime. Get up and obey God. Why won't you have a fist fight? But bless my heart, go in there. sister from my church went into the school. Ain't going to make a girl wear shorts and take that kick your leg up in the air stuff. Who's silly anyhow? Who knows what? What woman here don't know what another woman's trying to show her body to other men? Went up there and said, I don't let my little girl get in that attar and take that, what do they call it? It's, they got a name for it. Anyhow, it's supposed to exercise their bodies, you know, and gym and all that stuff, but they got a special name for it. Physical education, maybe it is. Aerobics, yeah. It sounds like something like that, aerobics. She went into the superintendent and said, we are a different people. What you are? What are you? What's called Pentecostal? Pentecostal. Well, what are they? You know, folks have about forgot what Pentecostal and wholeness is.
That's right.
Yeah. That old boy was honest. Me. With all of your heart, I'll be found of you. You can't find God, man. Maybe you haven't sought God with all your heart. Wayne Dillard sought the Holy Ghost in the whole world down there where he lived. That world, that community he lived in, nobody's seeking the Holy Ghost. Wayne Dillard lived 98. Preached many years. Arkansas preacher. Seeking Holy Ghost down there. Day and night. Somebody come knocked on the door out the farm. I've been out his old farm. Said, where's Wayne? She said, well, get down close to the barn. He said, listen, if he ain't in the barn, you'll hear him. He'll be up that hollow over that knoll or down the other behind him tree seeking the Holy Ghost. He's been seeking the Holy Ghost now for a good while. What do you do, got it? In the day. Why don't you do what the Lord? Well, I prayed about it. The church prayed about it. It didn't work out. I went married anyhow. Oh, you did. Amen. Listen, not many people seek the Lord with all their heart. In the day that you seek me with all your heart, you'll find me. Prayed and I prayed. Have you done it? Went in at sundown and come out at sunup. I went in at sunup and come down out at sundown. Wasn't a preacher, wasn't raised in church. Thought God called me to preach, said it can't be. God don't need a crooked looking, tooth ugly thing like me to preach. I prayed and I prayed. Prayed all night long. I prayed and I prayed, prayed all night long. My soul wouldn't be contented. My soul wouldn't be contented. My soul wouldn't be contented until I found the Lord. That's the reason God healed you. Because you stayed and you stayed. Change thing. Hold up, son. Don't go any further. We got a man that's prayed through down there. Stop the sun. Not only stopped it, reversed it. Went backward. Can't God mess the stock market up when he wants to? Listen, girl, he can work a miracle for you, hear me? I've seen some of the ugliest girls now. It ain't y'all, but I've seen them. Brother Vince Wilson went with one that red-headed and freckle-faced and chewed tobacco. But he said he loved her. I've seen some of the ugliest girls pray down some of the beautifulest boys for a husband. And I've seen boys as ugly as me and him is pray down beautiful wives like his for a wife. You stay and you stay. In the day he said that, I read it to you, that you seek me with your whole heart, I'll be found. Found the Lord last night. How'd you do it? Done like that law you done? Both of them prayed all night. One of them said, didn't get nowhere. He said, I did. He said, I pled my case every way in the world, an old hound, didn't get nowhere. How'd you get there? I said, just plead guilty. I danced or felt like it. Dance whether you feel like it or not. You don't have to feel like it. You holler and you scream, you run out in the yard, don't you? And run around and go fishing and have a big time. Well, have a big time for the Lord sometime. Lord of God. Come out on the sandbar with a tambourine. Why'd you bring it for? To play it.
Sure.
Reading the pack. That's reading the packed up the tambourine when they left Egypt. Yes. Gonna have victory after a while sometime.
Sometime.
Come out on the sandbar. Them old men standing there like, you know, men's hard to get in the spirit. Men's rebellious. Whew. Tell one to jump, he ain't gonna jump.
No, not before time won't jump. Even you, Holy Ghost, on you time to jump. He'll sit there and look at you. I'm one of them. I sat with that and I just fall ago. You just like me. But you know what? Not them sisters. Got the victory come out on the sandbar. There goes mom. Here comes her cousin. There comes her aunt. There comes her mother. There comes her sister. There comes the daughter-in-law, the sister-in-law, and all them little young girls are coming out in the days. Woo! Hope about dancing. But there's half a million of them. A million and a half of them. Woo! I want you to do what the Lord says to do.
Yeah.
I don't want to get in and tell my stories. I'm too full of stories, but I don't want to get into a bunch of them stories, I know, but I'm going to tell you one thing, and I'll repeat it again, and I won't anymore. You're here in this place anyhow, but driving to Oklahoma City, Spirit said to me, stop. Spirit spoke to me this morning. He ain't dead. That often just a small thing. I hate to bring it back up. Just the only reason I'm saying it is because the Spirit spoke to me to do that. That's easy, darling. No big problem. No big problem. You know what? Spirit said, stop at the hospital. Well, I stopped the hospital. Walked in the lobby, there stood the county commissioner, J.O. York's brother. County commissioner over there in that county jail lived in. He knew me, said, L.D., J.O.'s dead. He just died on the fifth floor. I said, don't be worried of it. Isn't that a sign? I had no control of that. Why don't you do what the Lord said to do? He didn't ask you to give him a piece of your mind. You're already hurting for that. You wouldn't have less than you've got now. But there is a time when God wants your little tongue to talk about something else besides what you're talking about. I said, don't believe a word of it. Flew out my mouth. I said, where's that? I said, L.D.'s on the fifth floor. I rushed up there. R.D. McDaniel needs your prayer to be buried his brother today, Richard McDaniel. You ever met him? Standing in the room. Outside the bed. When he looked up and seen me, the power of God come upon him. And he done like that Pentecost Holiness preacher did at the first camp meeting I ever attended, just about a Pentecost Holiness meeting in 8, Oklahoma. I rode down with Oral Roberts and his father. And that preacher preached that meeting that night, got up there, and I never will forget it. It burned on my soul like a man who wrote me a letter. A very well-educated man, you don't have to be, but it's great to know something. And no harm if you use it right, but you must count it all down that you may win Christ. You ain't smart at it because you know the alphabet. I've seen men that could talk several languages, couldn't answer what I ask them. And I'm a dummy. But that man said, Han Dai Yamu Ti. He obeyed God. I walked up to that bed and Richard's down the other side, a little nurse working on it. Brother, and he's already gone. I know he's gone. York is gone. She backed away. I said, that's it, sis. Step back. You can't do nothing for him, nohow. You can't do nothing for him. Just walked up, and when it did, Richard on the other side said, Han Dai Yamu Ti. Great God. Just like that Indian language you used in World War II to hook the Japs. They never did break that language. They never could tell what them Indians are saying. Navajos had them. They about wanted for it. We ought to get them off that rabbit-infested, sandy, no-growing grassland out there and do something for them. Besides, give them something to make them drink liquor every month. You listen to me, son. You know what J.O. done? He batted them old eyes at stirring. He batted him. He said, hello, L.D. That's what he done. He said, how you doing, son? I said, well, I'm all right, but it's you we've been worried about. That's the end of the word about him. Son-in-law's head of a little oil company out there was unsaved. Daddy, a preacher, him unsaved, but he was a grown man, had children. He was standing in the door when it happened. Loved his father-in-law. Loved him. One of the greatest preachers we had at York, no close, never met him. He could have 5 men reading for him, tell him everywhere to read. Never had, you get that, you get this, you get that, and just hook that train up. Had old son-in-law wheeled around, he seen that, walked down that hall, and everybody he met, he said, God can do anything. He wasn't saved, and I think he just looked for somebody to knock down and said he couldn't. Because he and me, everybody met, said, God can do anything. Look him right now, God can do anything. I'm glad he didn't meet one to say he can't. Because I just know that he was just ready, White's boy was just ready to knock the floor out of him. That's all he knew to do. He wasn't saved. He was so excited. J.O. lived for years and years. Preach the gospel. That's just a little story. I didn't do that, you see. But why don't you do what the Lord said to do? Why don't you haul off and try it one more time?
Did you read 1 Samuel? It's a good long story, and I won't try to read it all, but Samuel said to Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee in 1 Samuel 15:1 to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore, hearken unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Why don't you do it? God's quit talking, has he? We quit listening. He quit talking. Now, I don't want to say, if you do, I beg your pardon. I ask your forgiveness. But the Spirit spoke to me right there where that boy sat. Just as much as it did when I was a boy. You give this brother half that offering. That's nothing. I take no glory for that. The Spirit told me to do that. God still speaks to people. And it's louder than you think if you'll just listen. Don't go. No, you don't have to become confused in the day that you seek me with your whole heart. I'll be found of you. But you just can't meet God on the street and shake his hand. Can you? The governor, the mayor, maybe the mayor, the president. He'll be downtown tomorrow. He'll call your name and ask you to come shake his hand. No, you'll never get shake his hand. You may get to see him on your TV or in a paper somewhere. You may be where he appears and maybe get to be there. But it's doubtful you'll ever get to be close enough to see him physically in your lifetime. He is just the president of our country. God that made the world. No man can look on me and live. I guess not. All I had to see is Old Faithful and a few things like that to make me know why you just couldn't just glance right at him and live. Make things explode up and belch like that and throw far into the universe and spit the top of mountains out and wipe out thousands of people and communities of people, vibrate the earth and kill 2,000 at once sometime with these earthquakes and more! And you think God ought just... No, but in the day you seek me with a whole heart, then will I be found of you. He got a way of getting to you. And here he's saying, you do what the Lord said to do. You go down there and you wipe Amalek out. Utter destroy all of them, the third verse. All that they have and spare them not, both slave, man, woman, infant, suckling, ox, and sheep, and camel and ass. Is your Davis here? He's not in here this morning, is he? George, there you are. Did you hear George preach on how the devil got in the church?
Yeah.
Did you? You didn't hear it? Somebody, he said we raised him in there. I wondered how he got past the evangelist and the pastor and the deacon and the elder trustee when he said, how camest thou in here? They're not having on a wedding garment. How'd you get past the entrance out there? Everybody had to have one on and we checked them as they come in. How'd you get in here? But George said we raised the devil in there.
Raised him.
He said when he was just like a little kitten, he was like them folks had that little cat they found. Kitty, 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 kitty. They petted it. But as it grew up amongst them, it was a wild cat. And it attacked them.
Well.
I think maybe we've kind of... After a while... Ah! Wipe them out. Now that's reading, he said, all of them.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that your daughter will be like you. Wherever you's at, they're probably not in here. But where I've been, I want to say that maybe the daughter won't be like mother, but if she don't seek God and get broke loose from that and get an experience of wrong and obey God for herself, she'll be just like mama, and she'll give the same problem mama give in the church. No, you don't have to act like daddy, but the only way you're going to keep being something like daddy when he's not right is for you to seek God with all your heart till it changes you. Why don't you do what God said to do? Here, go down there and whoop them. It's all gathered the people together, numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen and 10,000 of Judah, and went right down there to Amalek and went to fighting and whooping up on them. And there's old Agag over there, and he didn't kill him.
Didn't kill him.
You all read this?
Yes.
He spared Agag. Kill Agag. If you don't kill nobody else, kill Agag. You take an old preacher like me that goes crooked and put him in and keep him in. And then get deadwood on me so till you just look like you can pin me to the wall. And I just resign out and turned over my helper here. My right-hand man's been with me all these years. I just back over here and sit down. I let him handle it. He gets up, my puppet gets up there.
Yeah, that's right.
Agag! Don't leave that fellow that's caused all that trouble alive down there, Saul. You go down there and wipe him out.
sometimes our church world would be better if they'd do what the Lord told them to do. I admired that colored preacher that told that troublemaking woman and come back in and whimper and whine around and try to get all sick and get back where she's at so she caused more trouble. He said, until you get right, until you repent, until you get saved, you is all you teeth out. Oh, I love that colored man that had that funeral in Oklahoma City. Bishop Cole Brown was laying here. Bob Kerr's voice was with me, and I was with him on the platform. Senator Bob Kerr, Kerr McGee, all told me. Kerr, half of it. Had a telegram laying on the pulpit that said, don't put coin in the ground like I get there. Had 23 speakers at the colored folks' funeral. They done what I wanted to do a time or two. They sent the undertakers back to the funeral home. I've got between them and others. They're trying to make quit crying a few times. Bless my heart. They wept 6 weeks for him in the Old Testament. Get up there at the casket, cry a little. Here comes somebody, pulls them away and sets them down. I don't think I'm mean. I watch that, but sometimes I get between that. Let them cry. Let them cry. That's daddy. That's mother. They're gone. They'll never be back. Let them cry. Cry won't kill you. I never heard nobody crying and to death. Cry yourself to death. Amen? He said, go back to the funeral home. We will call you when we need you. We're fixing to have a funeral here. 23 speakers. They didn't talk long like I do, but 23 of them. That old bishop weighed 151 pounds. He told us that. He had been preaching. He was 70-year-old, been preaching 51 years. When he come in that door, he had 25 or 30 bishops coming behind him. He walked as slow as an elephant could walk and reading Psalms 23. Great God, you could feel the power of God coming down out on him. Over 4,000 churches worldwide. 150-pound man, 7-year-old. Here he comes, walking his own walk. Devil like to tell the church what to do, you know it? Devil tell the church what to do. You don't have to go down to the political headquarters of Democrats and Republicans to find out how to have an election in the church. Great God. We ain't down at the pool hall of beer joint trying to tell them how to run the business. We don't need them up here telling us how to run ours either. We've been running camp meetings and fellowship meetings and great meetings like this for many, many, many years. And you hear the devil tell you, let me in and I'll show you how to do it. We don't need him to show us none of his huckleberry double twist. None of it. Amen. He got to preach that funeral. You talk about burning down on Bible holiness. He done it that day and the millionaire sitting there with me. You see, really, I'm not a millionaire. No, they was. But you talk about coming on down. He wasn't for sale. He's going to obey God. Right in the middle of it, a woman, girl says, a woman had a hat that big around on. Red, fire red. I'm not against red. I'm just telling you, she had it on to be seen. It's about that big around. And she's sitting off out there, big, heavy-set woman. Preach it, Bishop, preach it, preach. You couldn't hear him for her. I got to meet a while back, and he's trying to get me to preach, and a fellow just screaming and shouting and hollering and screaming and shouting, drowning everything out in the building. Go right on, Brother Moore. Now look, us have some sense, I said.
Yeah.
You can't go on with him hollering like that.
Right.
I wouldn't have stopped him, but I said, you're trying to just create confusion, make us look like a bunch of goose. I'm up here hollering my head off, and you can't hear me, and he's hollering so loud you can't hear me. We don't know what he's saying or what I'm saying either. Oh, I said, here, ain't no sense to that. Everybody testify once the Lord hears you. Well, get out on the street somewhere and do it then. Not in here. I want to hear the individual. If we're all just going to do that, we act like a bunch of hoot-owl. Nobody don't understand what anybody says. God can't get no glory out of that. Well, I'm an old man now, so we get mad if you want to, but the very idea, Betty, of having everybody get up and testify at once. Well, what in the world is that for? Are you testifying for somebody to hear you or not? Oh, God. Seems like I'm getting some boys that might be afraid to say anything on that. I know Betty ain't. Why don't you do what the Lord said to do?
Right.
Let God do the moving. Let God work something out. Obey the Lord. Give God a chance on it. God knows how to work it. He knows how to handle it. He knows how to straighten it out.
Right.
He knows how to straighten it out. Let's go, Father. I'll get that yet. But look, why didn't you kill Agag? Well, he just looked like a good fellow to fellowship with, bring back home, maybe get straightened out, get him converted. Amen. You don't obey the Lord in your home. You don't obey the Lord in the church. You don't do what the Bible tells you to do in your everyday life. You'll let the devil ride in there. Amen. You've got to stand up against him. Hold your standard against him. Amen. I'm not bragging about it. I'm not.
I'm not bragging about it. My boy didn't come up in the yard, stomp their cigarettes out on grandpa, on dad's front porch. I give the Lord the glory. Here comes the preacher. Cut it off. I'm not God. They didn't bring me no television for Christmas or my birthday. Yeah, they moved it in on you. Did they call you Jellyfish? Is that your middle name?
Preach.
Were you born without a spine or a backbone? Is anybody here afraid to say amen? I had a vision, and I seen one of my preacher brethren, and I talked to him, and he got mad at me. So I went to see him a couple days later. I didn't understand him getting mad at me. And I went to see him, and when I did, I went in, and he had a television sitting in the front room. And his children was looking at them devilish comics in there. Oh, it's quiet when you say, why don't you do what the Lord says to do? You know, I never did want to tell folks to do something they didn't need to do, or to try to act like a smart aleck and tell them they ought to do everything I tell them just to make them mad at me. But I'm leveling with you. A lot of folks has not got the victory because they won't do what the Lord told them to do. I walked in there and he said, shut it off, children. Brother Morris here, shut it off. It made them everyone mad as fire. They went to having fits. The children went to having fits, you know. The kind my daddy, you know, I was... Did you all ever hear of people that was hyper? Children that was hyper?
Yeah.
Oh, I was hyper, fella, but daddy made me looper.
Yeah.
Daddy handled that hyper business, he made me looper. Yeah.
Yeah.
He could bring me right down. Sit down, Lester.
He
didn't have to say it twice if there wouldn't been able to sit down, Harley. Huh? He said, sit down, Lester.
Yeah.
I went in and he made them go in the other room then. When they got mad, he couldn't handle them. He'd done lost his grip on them. And he sent them in the other room, and they just hit things against the wall and screamed and stomped in there and hollered. I want to go in and spank them so good. You thought I was going to say bad, didn't you? I just want to go in and spank them so good. Spank that little thing and then rock it to sleep. You mind me, I'll whip you again. But we're in such a time now that you can't hardly obey the Lord and raise your own children. If they report you, get you for spanking them. But they went back to spanking them, son, at, what's that over where you live there? They went back to spanking them over at that schoolhouse. Bridge Creek? Yeah, they went back to spanking them over at Bridge Creek, Oklahoma the other day. They said you couldn't handle them if they couldn't spank them. And you can't, hardly.
Okay.
I seen one this morning want to spank. Here, in the kitchen. But I knew it'd be out of order for me to spank them. I couldn't dare do that. Why don't you do what? You want a good home. You want children to honor you. You want children to respect you. Bring them up to respect you, boy. Be good to them. Do the best you can for them. Buy them a hamburger. Buy them something to drink. Take them to decent places. But make them mind you. If you have to kill them, no, that's a little too stout. Oh, I see you. That's you. Might be able to kill him. Bless his heart. He's an old-timer from down in Georgia. Listen. Why don't you do what the Lord said to do? I said, son. No, he spoke first. Said, did you see the devil's tail above my house? Oh, no, no. No, I said, I've never seen no devil's tail up there. That's what he was calling his arrow. I said, I never called them devil's tails. No, I never tell anybody I seen a devil's tail above their house. No, 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 I never did. He got mad at me right quick. Well, the more I tell you about television, it's educational. Amen to that. Amen to that. It'll give you an education, all right. You did it. You know what some folks think about the church? It's lopsided. The preachers are silly. You better talk to them while before you think they're silly. You better let them quote you a few statistics before you tell them they're silly about that machine. He got mad. Three times I really got mad. Three times I said, brother, who's talking to you? Help dig him out. You heard? I said, go, ain't too far from us down. It's lost out now. All over that breath thing. Pastor Church is down there. Who is your friend? The third time. Who is your friend? He said, you are, Brother Moore. He knew I'd prove that. When things was rough, I was there with him. When things was tough, I was there with him. When things was dark, I was there with him. Now I said, I want you to do something for me. I want you to move that out of your house. Next time we come, I don't want to be here. You don't have to wait for God to tell you, because I'm telling you. I'm your brother, and that's offensive to me. And I'm not a man who looks for things to take offense at, but that is offensive. And for my sake, God don't have to deal with you at all. God don't have to say nothing to you. I'm saying it to you. And if you have confidence in me as a brother, I'm not an unreasonable man. I'm not telling you to sell your car tools and sell your fishing pole, but that, I'm asking you to move because that's offensive to me. And you move that out of your house for me. And you tell folks you've done that for Brother Moore. If you don't say the Lord didn't deal with me, say it. But you tell him Brother Moore did, and he's your brother, and you love him more than you do that. And he said it offends him for me to have it, and I don't want him to be offended. No, will that work? It did work. He moved it. Yeah. Why don't you do what the Lord said to do? I would, but... Hallelujah. No, he ain't shouting. I better quit, too. Amen. Are you willing to do what the Lord said to do? Are you willing to do what so-and-so said to do? I told you I held that meeting where old man get up and say, God sent something to knock the shout out of you, and it would every one of them. When he'd do it, get in revival and that evil thing and hit him, and he'd jump up and say, God send something to knock that shout out of you after a while. And he had such a control over that, just like an octopus reaching out. I like to never broke that thing. Fasted and prayed and sought God till we broke it. He's like a whippering little old pup then. Sit over there and shut up. Hey, Gag, what are you doing talking and walking? You ought to be dead. I wish things are dead that I know of, and I ain't talking about people right now, but I wish some things had died years ago that's still alive in the doctrines of some churches. It ought to have died years ago and never been brought up again. People do a lot of things for people. They'll go through all kinds of shenanigans for people, dance the craziest dances in the world, act like the awfulest bunch of idiots that's ever was, but get in the house of God and God will want you to praise Him and look around to see if everybody wants you to, if anybody else is. My God, help us. We ought to be willing to obey the Lord. Amen? I'll be willing to let God bless you. Amen? Look around and see if so-and-so shout. If they ain't shouting, you ain't going to shout. Either one of you shout wouldn't be worth nothing, probably. But obey God. Put God first. I'm not talking about running over authority. No. But I'm talking about letting the Spirit of God use you to be blessed with. Why didn't you tell Agag look too good, act too smooth? He's a smooth talker. I know that. I found that out. And they spurred the best of everything, the sheep and the cattle and all that. Well, that's easy to do. Let's kill them out there. Kill that old weakling. Kill that that's got that broke leg there. Kill that that's a gagging coughing like that's got pneumonia. Kill it. But spared the best. And here come the men of God down and said, why didn't you do what the Lord said to do? Why didn't you do what the Lord said? I did. I obeyed God. It's like that sick woman at Blanchard dying years ago, laying there dying. Was just praying on. As long as I just give myself, it just aggravated me so, and I found out I wanted all that rest back, Benny. I'd pray for hours, day and night, for that woman. Every bit of it in vain, every bit of it. Her sinner brother walked to her bedside in her dying condition, said, you fix that crooked land deal before you die. Don't you die, sis, without fixing that crooked deal you done on that land. He's telling the truth. Praise God, a sinner. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. Obey God. No, I'm not asking you to be a fanatic, but I'm going to tell you what, you'll get close to it if you do the perfect will of God. You lay down some things and pick up some things that you didn't aim to do when you fully dedicate yourself. Mr. Moody said it's yet to be seen what God can do in and through and with and for anyone that will fully dedicate themselves to God. Any way you want it, Lord, it's all right with me. Fix it like you want it, Lord. It's all. Can you say? You're going to say a mouthful. But you need to get there. Why don't you do what the Lord said to you? We did. Can you make a noise like a sheep? I can't. But you could hear them over there. Bah! Maybe that's where they were. Something like that. Bah! Bah! Said, did you do the will of God? So, yes, we have performed just exactly what the Lord. I can't understand why this is happening to us. We have all done the will of God. That's like poor old hypocritical American. I am an American. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. My kin folks met the Mayflower. I'm American. Inside and out. Greatest nation in the world. But we are the biggest bunch of hypocrites we've ever had living on this soil. Yes, sir. What's this bleeding of the sheep out here? Would you like to have Samuel's place? He'll all be knifed through in a minute here. Samuel. But he's like that Moses man. What's this stuff out here? Told you to kill all them. We saved the best to sacrifice to the Lord. Well, it wasn't put in an offering.
Stay with me, church. I hear you saying you ain't that hungry. Well, that's nice, because I'm not through yet. I've got to run while I can. Benny, did you ever hear of anybody, scoot over, did you ever hear of anybody getting a cash settlement on the insurance policy, attended your church, maybe or someone else's church for 30, 40 years, and they said they bleeding tithe with all their heart, and you'd spent many dollars running the hospital up and down the highway at night, and your car wore out, and your suits wore out, and clothes wore out, and your tires going on the car and everything, and they got the cash settlement? One of them had the guts, no, the nerve. That's an Oklahoma expression. Cindy didn't talk what it is. And it had the guts and the nerve to come to me in my office and say, now, I've got that settlement on the insurance policy, and I'll tell you what I was aiming to do with the tithes on it. I was aiming to give Brother So-and-so so much and Brother So-and-so so much. I don't know if they ever even mentioned my name or not. I'm a pastor passed him when he got healed of his back trouble and looked like he could never walk good again, and God healed him. But when he got that insurance settlement, he's ready to give it all Salvation Army or down the street to the other church or the fixing of the street or the parking lot of the church. I said, great God, help me. Why don't you do what God said to do?
Yes, sir. Say amen.
Amen. Did you like what he said this morning? I did. If you ain't saved good, I'm bad food. Little old stinking televisions, old stinking short dresses, and old stinking devilish worldly stuff. Don't be mad. Just be. What's this meeting of the sheep? Judgment day's coming. When God's going to call us to record, just like he did those fools. Oh, fine. Here come old Agag. I'm as innocent as a lamb. God bless you, Samuel. I've always, I've heard of you, Samuel. I love you, Samuel. Brother Saul, so good to me. You're the one, Samuel said, that's ripped up the women with sword. You're that devilish fellow who's had the devil in him and killed people by the thousand. He got a hold of Samuel's sword and said, give me your sword. And he hacked him to death himself. Samuel wiped him out. He wasn't a fellow who carried a sword. But he did that day. He wiped him out. Saul, the kingdom's departed from me. Why has it left me? You know, I hate to end up like this in a way. I mean, I'll stay another week. I ain't planned on it. I don't think I can. I've got to be in Arkansas on Monday again. But look here. Children, things would have been a lot better off in homes in America. Churches, I'm just not preaching to church. We've got people everywhere. But look here. If people would have obeyed God. You know what the Lord said to me a few times? Lay it down, Lester. Lay it down. I said, if it's you, I'll do it. It was. He said, lay it down. And I ain't talking about neckties and finger rings right now either. But I'm just talking about the Lord said, lay it down. Put it on the altar for me. Amen. Why don't you do what the Lord said to do? Girl, say what you do, girl. You just ease in there to that old husband of yours. And you say, look, I think we ought to quit this. I've been feeling bad about this for a long time. I'm condemned from the Lord. I ain't talking about foolishness now. But a lot of folks are doing things. The reason God ain't blessed them, they ain't done what the Lord told them to do.
You're right. Amen.
We're going to lay this down. I don't know what the meetings I've had through the years. Some old boy would go to his wife in that meeting and say, you know, I'm feeling bad about certain things we're doing. And I think we ought to stop it. And before the meeting's over, they shouting all over the place.
Thank God.
Just called it criticism.
Yeah, thank you.
You'd be surprised at the boys in America in some place that would say, why are you not saved? Well, Dad's always done this deal, and I don't feel like I can be saved and do it, and I'm afraid you'll run me off if I stop it because the whole family's in on it. And you'd be surprised. Pull up a little closer. Sacrifice a little. You don't have to be fanatic. You don't have to go to ice cream.
No.
Why didn't you do it? Why didn't you do it? Because you didn't do it, you lost the victory and you lost the power of God. What caused the church to lose it if they lost? I don't think God really church has run out of it. No. I don't think all y'all have. But what's caused America's church to get in the shape through it? Departing from the Bible. When we adhered to this, when we as a nation, our forefathers started their schools and had the Bible for a textbook. I heard an old Russian from Russia when he was 90 years old and I was a young man say that when he lived in Russia, they used the New Testament at schoolhouse where he went. Now, that's back yonder. Mama gathered us all around when them big storms had come and prayed with us together.
That's what he told me. That was at Evans, Colorado, when I was 19 or 20, 21, and he was 85 or 90, and he had come from Russia. We have heathens. We do have them. We need missionaries bad. But my friends, if you'll trace the history of India, for one, and many others, you'll find out they had the light long, long, long before we got the light. They had the preaching of God's Bible, and they rejected it. And that's a fruit of rejection. All right. You hear the man say? I don't mean we don't need to go to their children and grandchildren and the ones that they left. We need to, but if we don't do what the Lord said to do, we'll be no more precious in His sight than them cows that they worship in India running out of the markets eating what they want to.
Amen.
God will turn us over to a reprobate mind to believe a lie and be damned.
Yes.
I'm amazed at how quick it is, what does it take to stop some people from doing what the Lord wants them to do? They pass an ordinance in the town, say you can't go to church on Sunday morning. You'd be surprised the folks would lay out the first Sunday, wouldn't think about coming because they passed that we can't have it. We're coming to some things that we're going to have to stand up and be counted. Amen? Do what the Lord said to do. The little song that came to me on the platform, I will close with, and thank you again for the offerings and for the invitation to come. Why don't while you stand? You do what the Lord said to do. Why don't you do what the Lord said to do? Question has been asked. Answers up to you.